snowed and snowed. It snowed and snowed the whole world over. Swept the world. Swept the world from end to end. A candle burned on the table. A candle burned. The blizzard sculptured. The blizzard sculptured on the glass. Designs of arrows. Designs of arrows and of walls. A candle burned on the table. A candle burned. A candle burned on the table. A candle burned. Shadows fell. Distorted shadows fell upon the sea. On the ceiling, ceiling light. Crossed arms, crossed legs, crossed arms, crossed legs, crossed arms, crossed legs, crossed arms, crossed legs. As during summer, midges swarmed to beat their wings against a flame. Out in the yard, the snowflakes swarmed to beat against the window pane. All things vanished within the snowy white. It snowed and snowed all through the months and almost constantly. A candle burned on the table. A candle burned. A candle burned on the table. A candle burned. A candle burned on the table.
That's Toronto-based vocal trio The Au Pairs with the song A Candle Burned, their version of the Boris Pasternak poem Winter's Night, set to music by Meg Contini. And that's from Stay Warm, their lovely wintry-themed new album. And it's a recording that's highly recommended for those of us who love to snuggle up with good company and some good tunes during the dark days of the winter. To learn more about the new album, it's my great pleasure to welcome Lydia, Meg, and Jill from the Au Pairs to Folk Roots Radio. How are you guys doing today?
Good, how are you?
You must be pretty excited. This album is just about to be launched. I think it comes out on Friday, doesn't it?
It does. It's coming out soon.
Yeah, and now this is the second album. It's the follow-up to Like Those Nights. You must be pretty pleased with the way things are rolling out. I know Stay Warm, the title track, has been out for a little bit. We're going to talk about a track that's just been launched a little later in this interview, but you must be pretty happy with the way things are going.
Yeah, we're really excited about the production process that was involved in this album and how it was different and evolving from the last one. And it's just a lot of honest storytelling on our part, so we're excited about it.
So I'm going to ask you, why did you decide to do an album like this now? It's not strictly a holiday album, and I got to say, I got to give you two big thumbs up for that. But why did you decide to make this the second project for the band?
Well, when we started as the Au Pairs 7 years ago, we did a holiday show every year. And so that was something that was always dear to our hearts. And about a year ago, we started writing a winter song, and it was called Quiet Now, and that came out a year ago. And after that, we decided that the thing we wanted to do next was write a themed album all about the winter.
Well, that's what I really love about this. You know, I do love holiday music. I love Christmas music. But the problem with that sort of music is it pretty much is done by late night on December the 24th. It's kind of very hard to be able to play it after that. The neat thing about a winter-themed album like this is you can pretty much play it through the season, which really was more like it used to be, you know, in the when people would go with sailing and, you know, in that sort of Elizabethan tradition of celebrating the 12 days of Christmas and the whole season. I mean, this really wraps up in that, doesn't it?
Totally. And I feel like it's so interesting how we've like compartmentalized Christmas and holiday music. Because it says Merry Christmas and it says, you know, all these kind of catchphrases that are to do with the holidays. But we're excited to kind of reinvent that whole meaning of holiday music, because all of these feelings, they happen during the holiday. They're still holiday themed. They just don't say Merry Christmas and a cup of good cheer. So it's just, you know, that was kind of fun to play around with as well.
Well, you know, it's interesting because this really fits in with that. You know, there's been a lot of discussion about that Danish tradition, you know, the hygge, I think that's how you pronounce it, which is exactly what I do every year. I mean, I love snuggling down with, you know, good company, good food, good music, and enjoying the dark nights. And this album really fits in with that really well. Was that a lot of what you wanted to do to try and bring that coziness in? I would imagine that question answers itself with the fact that the title of the album is Stay Warm.
Yeah, I think that is why we chose that title for the album, too. I think the overall goal is to, yeah, keep everyone feeling cozy, but also feeling included and not isolated. And a lot of the songs deal with different emotions that happen through the season. And often they're like really sad and really hard, or there's lots of tension and everyone goes through that. But then in a lot of holiday music, it's just like, you know, jingly bells and lovely times. And that can be hard when you're like assaulted with music like that for the whole season. So the album kind of, it's cozy in a way that's more all-encompassing and just kind of touches every part of your soul.
We started out the interview with your version of Boris Pasternak's Winter's Night. That's the song A Candle Burned, which is the first track on the album. And actually, I think it's a rather nice track to start off with because it really does set the scene, doesn't it?
It was an interesting one because obviously, you know, if you check out the album, there are some moments of a cappella, but there are a lot of moments where it's full band and it's more produced. But A Candle Burned was this very intimate vocal experience that was, you know, we played around with making the harmonies kind of dissonant, but then finishing the song in a really, what's the word? Like,
kind of major
way. Yeah, conclusive way. And it takes you on a bit of a journey. And that's kind of like, this is the introduction to how this album is going to be.
And you've actually nailed it because that's really how this feels. I mean, it's, you know, this is a very thought out project, and actually it just feels really good. I have to say, I don't want to keep going back to, you know, how important it is to be at the moment, in the moment at this time of year. But I love the way that you've sequenced this. Did it take long to do that, or did you find it pretty easy to work out how to put the tracks on the album?
I think it kind of came naturally in the sense that we knew where those little winter carol hymnals would kind of go, where they would be placed in front of which songs. It was easier to sequence the album because we knew where those carols were going to be placed and what songs they were going to be tagged on to. And so after that, it felt like we were just kind of filling in the rest of the album.
It was an easier, we had an easier time with it than our last album. And that was partially because our last album was our first full length, but it was also, you know, the first time we were doing this as a band, and it was three songwriters coming together, and these were just songs that happened to work together to make an album. But this one, there was an end goal that we all knew. It was, we were creating for this album, so the flow came more naturally.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's take a break with another track from the album. I'd like to play the title track, which it seems in some ways a little sad because it seems like it talks about relationships that may be, I don't know, struggling, challenged. I think this is your song, isn't it, Lydia?
Yeah, it is. And it was written in a time when I was definitely struggling in a relationship. But at that point, I had decided to kind of make it work in a way that I hadn't in my past relationships, where I was faced with the honesty of kind of just, are you going to put the work into it? Do you want to put the work into it? What's the outcome of that work? And I don't think I had looked at my relationships that honestly before. I was kind of just a bit more fleeting with, this feels bad, I'm going to leave. And I think this time I had a bit more to fight for. So that's where that song came from. But, you know, with no lack of frustration, jadedness, and confusion, you know, all those feelings wrapped in there as well.
Well, it's a nice reminder, you know, at this time of year, certainly feelings of loss and sadness and relation to, you know, people that have passed or relationships that have, for one reason or another, faded away, tend to come to the fore. So it's certainly a great song to put on the album. Let's play that just now. This is the Au Pairs from their wonderful new album, Stay Warm. This is the title track. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
Thank you. and we fed the fire until it all we ran. With the wind at our backs, and we fed the fire until it all we ran. With the wind at our backs, and we fed the fire until.
That's the Au Pairs with the title track from their fabulous new album. It's entitled Stay Warm. Lydia Persaud, Meg Contini and Jill Harris are our special guests on Folk Roots Radio. Today we're chatting about the wonderful new album Stay Warm. I want to talk about who plays on this. You mentioned before, you know, it's a cappella, but it's also not a cappella. And actually, I kind of think this really suits you to do an album like this. I can't get over how what a just a perfect fit for the wonderful vocal harmonies that you do. I mean, it certainly feels like a really natural thing for you to be doing. But tell us how all of this came together.
Yeah, on our last album, we explored having a fuller band as well. But this one felt, because we've played a lot of shows since that last album came out a couple of years ago. And when we go on the road, it's just us three. So our live shows are typically some a cappella and then some of us playing instruments. But for this album, we had the opportunity, because of amazing grant support, to fill it out a bit more and really go for the vision that we wanted. And so we worked with Josh Van Tassel, who's an amazing producer, and he produced and played drums and mixed the album. Ben Whiteley on bass. We had Steve Lavery playing Wurlitzer and Christine Bougie playing lap steel. Drew Jureka did all the string arrangements.
I think we wanted to find musicians that would fit that minimalist approach to complementing all the vocals. And I think that was kind of the evolution from the last album. It was like, we knew we wanted a backing band, so we found some folks who were kind of more in the bluegrass vernacular. But for this album, we knew it was going to be a bit, it was just going to be vocal heavy in so many ways, layers, lead vocals. So I think we wanted to get people who would really complement that. And all those folks are amazing at doing just that.
Mm-hmm. Really tasteful.
It's interesting you say that, because imagine with the fact that when you go on the road, you may just be playing as a three-piece. That must make it harder, I think, to decide to bring other people in, doesn't it? Because, like, well, this is how we are when we're on the road. Shouldn't we try and do it, the three of us? How do you feel after, you know, going through this process? I mean, you know, bringing in a band, as you say, trying to make sure you had people who could complement the sound you already have. Does that change the way you look at a live show now?
It does, but I think, you know, we're so used to playing as a trio and we kind of know what tools we have to work with. So when we have the opportunity to kind of grow and add different textures and add different kind of musical skill levels on instruments that we necessarily don't always have, we take those opportunities really openly and willingly. And we also played on the album as well. I actually was thinking recently of the first moment that we decided to play on our last album, Like Those Nights. And how it was kind of like, I don't know, like, should we play? And I remember being really adamant to wanting to play because that's how the songs were written. So I guess when we perform live, we're performing to some degree like the bare bones of the songs themselves. And then for the album, we all love textural, vibey music. So we wanted to add so much of that to the sound, bringing it to the next level of just being the bare bones that we know well.
Now, the seven songs on this album that you wrote, which, you know, again, for a holiday album, that's kind of unusual. And probably we should stop using that word because I like the wintry album, I think, is a better fit. But tell us a little bit about the songwriting process, because it seems that you write individually and together. So how does that work?
Yeah, we kind of have been bouncing between a few different ways of writing, which has been cool. I think the song Quiet Now that Jill was talking about was a song that we all kind of sat down and collaboratively wrote all together and realized we're like, oh, we can do that. That's really cool. But we're also all individual songwriters. So often we'll each write a song and then bring it into the band and be like, can you help me finish this part? Or it'll be totally done and we'll just arrange it together. So I think it depends on the song, but it's been really nice with this record to explore the different ways in which all of our writing can intertwine that way.
So when it comes together, I mean, is it somebody coming up with a melody or musical format for the song and then working on lyrics that would go with it? Or how do you actually process things?
That depends on how finished the songs are when we bring them in as well, because I think a lot of the time when we do bring things in as individual songwriters, the melody and the lyrics are pretty close to being done, like with maybe some minor tweaks. Mm-hmm. But I think the thing that we end up playing around with the most with each other is the harmony and some arrangement stuff too, like moving things around slightly. But we all have a pretty similar musical intuition when it comes to harmony. And so that's where we get to actually play vocally and find things that work.
Well, we're going to take a break with another song just now, Jill, and I wanted to play Hearts Grow Fonder, which I think is pretty much one of your songs, isn't it?
Yeah, that was one that I brought into the group, and I had this idea, this guitar idea, that was this sort of Auld Lang Syne-inspired, you know, warm type of chord changes. It was this idea that I wanted to work with, and I had this chorus in mind, and I brought it to Meg and Lydia, and it was something that I was really struggling with lyrically, but we all really liked it, and we all had an ability to talk about our experiences within that song, coming together during the holidays, having a difficult time, but really like sharing in the warmth and togetherness of that season, and so we all got to put a touch on that.
It's funny, you know, I was just thinking, you know, what we need to do is therapists and doctors need to be handing out this album as part of their therapy for people having challenges, you know, with the short, dark days. And I don't know, I hate to say it, but it really, the album to me has so much warmth and feels so cozy. It's just like, you know, here, go home and listen to this album and you'll feel a whole lot better.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Let's play that song just now. This is Hearts Grow Fonder from the Au Pair's wonderful new album, Stay Warm. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio. And I'm Jan Hall.
We gather here this time each year by candlelight and pine. Every old familiar face is bringing you to mind. Miles and miles of lives to wander, hearts grow fonder still. to lead me home.
That's the Au Pairs with The Hearts Grow Fonder from their absolutely fabulous new album, Stay Warm. I can't say enough how much I love this album. It's a wintry album, very seasonal, but it's not typically a holiday album. The Au Pairs are joining us today. We've got Lydia Persaud, Meg Contini, and Jill Harris with us. We're chatting about the album. Now, you're going to head out on some dates, aren't you, in the very near future? I think that you'll be touring just 2 or 3 days' time, aren't you?
Yeah, the album comes out this week, this Friday, December 7th. So we're going to be playing in Hamilton, Trenton, and near Ottawa this weekend. And the official Toronto release is next week, December 11th.
So tell us about the shows. What can people expect when they come to them?
Well, you're going to be hearing a lot of the new album. We're excited because we've, now that it seems, you know, suitable to play this music, it's cold enough to, we're starting to play that repertoire. And at most of the shows, it'll be us as a trio playing this music. But in Toronto, we're having our full band there, which is really exciting.
And the songs adapt so well just to playing with the three of you. I mean, you're able to play them all very easily just as a trio.
Yeah, we were just on a Home Roots tour in Saskatchewan and Manitoba, and we played the album there as a trio. And it was really nice to just reconnect with these songs. We've been waiting to play them until it didn't seem, you know, overwhelming with all the other holiday music going on. But it feels really nice and connecting for sure.
And the neat thing, I think, about your tour is actually you've got some dates before the holiday and you also have some dates afterwards, don't you?
Yeah, that's a cool thing about the album and with the set list and everything, too. We can kind of switch from more holiday-focused stuff to more wintry-focused stuff and kind of span across the whole season. So the album and that feeling of warmth and coziness doesn't have to end on, you know, December 25th.
And what, you have further dates in January. Where will you be in January?
We'll be in Fergus and Utopia, Ontario, and the Waterford Town Hall, and
in Kitchener as well.
In Kitchener at the Registry, the Aeolian in London as well, which is going to be really fun.
And if you want to get more information on the dates for the Au Pairs, you can head to their website, which is theaupairs.com, and you can get all of the information there. It's been great to talk to you guys today. I'm so thrilled about this album. I can't really talk highly enough about it. And, you know, in these days when everybody is going to streaming and people say, oh, you know, streaming is the way that music will be distributed, it's actually really nice to get a lovely CD that comes with lyrics and a beautiful picture of the Au Pairs, which is absolutely fabulous. I'm a big believer in packaging. I think that a lot of what people lose when they step away from, you know, music that's on disc, whether that's vinyl or CD, is they lose a lot of information. And certainly I want to compliment you on not just the music, which is fabulous, but also the packaging of the album itself. This is an album that people can get a copy of and play every year because it really is a very well-produced product. So I want to thank you for that.
We're really inspired by the artist that we worked with for all the photography. His name's Mitchell Reed, and he's an amazing photographer, and he has a really strong connection to the analog world where, yeah, like you're saying, holding that product, telling stories through photography is so important. So that kind of, we took on that feeling as well, and we love the way this album looks. Roberta Landreth, who is a graphic designer, designed the album and the layout. And yeah, we love it a lot.
That's great. It is a great album. We have time for one more song. We're going to play the latest single, which is entitled Find the Sun. Tell us about that song.
Find the Sun. I was thinking recently if there was, you know, a moment when I felt the need to write this song. And I'm not quite sure if it was maybe me being in a space where there was this kind of love that was lost and asking myself, can we find that feeling again? You know, even though I'm young and I feel like a lot of that narrative is associated with people who were married for 30 years. But I think we can all experience that in our own way. Playing the song live has had such a beautiful impact on what we bring in our show. And so we talk a little bit about that story in the song, but we also talk about seasonal affective disorder. We also talk about seasonal affective disorder when we introduce this song, because quite literally it's missing the presence of the sun and feeling like something's missing, but not quite sure knowing what to do about it or what exactly is missing. And that leads into a really beautiful gateway to talking about mental health, and even talking about inclusivity. I mean, we really try and hit a lot with this song, but I just feel like acknowledging the difficulty in our own personal darkness, in our own personal struggle, it's a gateway to so many important conversations. So Find the Sun has been really important for us to play and share with people. But it does, I think, touch on the overarching issue of mental health and self-care, especially during the gray seasons.
That's very well put. Lydia Persaud, Meg Contini, and Jill Harris, I wanted to thank you for spending the time with us today. This is The Au Pairs with Find the Sun from their wonderful new album, Stay Warm. And I recommend everybody get a copy of this album to help them get through the dark days of winter, because it's absolutely fabulous. Thanks again.
Thanks, Dan. Thank you.
I would die.